This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. For the fifth straight month in August, the Rural Main Street Index once again dropped. But Creighton University economics professor Dr. Ernie Goss says despite looming challenges, ag bankers expect farmer default rates on loans will stay low.
They entered this downturn or slowdown in good cash positions. In other words, we've seen very good agricultural commodity prices, even as input prices have grown. But the income of farmers is pretty good level. And of course, they looked out there and we saw a decline of 1.7%. That's the average estimate of bankers out there in terms of delinquencies. We asked the same question a couple of months ago, and it was much the same negative.
Despite that bit of good news, Goss says, ag bankers are still very worried about the future.
We saw the bankers are still not very optimistic about the economy, whether it's in terms of higher interest rates, labor shortages, and overall the global economy. There are some real concerns about the global economy for a region that's dependent on exports. In other words, exports to China, exports to other parts of Asia, and of course Europe as well.
Goss says ag bankers are reporting that the economy is contracting slightly, but they expect the downturn to continue, and they're pretty pessimistic about that.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.